All right, so if you missed it, here is the message. Foch and Sarah, I work for a well-known, locally-owned company. I'm a manager. I'm facing the biggest decision of my career and personal life. My girlfriend and several other people, including the owner's daughters, or excuse me, the owner's daughter, are up for a major promotion. If I don't promote my girlfriend, she may dump me. If I don't promote the boss's daughter, he may fire me. I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. Both of them are equally qualified and better than the other candidates. The boss won't tip his hand as to which candidate he likes. What should I do? So we asked for you guys, either 862-9965 or on our socials.
So Justin said, don't be a manager if you can't make manager decisions. Ooh, I like that, though. It's true. So Greg said,
how many decisions are you going to be making if you get fired, though?
Well, but that's the thing. He shouldn't, like, that should not be up for discussion for him to get fired based off of who he chooses. If they're both qualified, why should he get fired if he chooses one over the other?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
That, hey, let's go for what's fair. But let's just be honest with each other. Life and jobs / careers are not always fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, with that in mind, you know.
So Megan said, you should promote the most qualified and most deserving and who has worked the hardest for it. You should ask for the senior's honest advice on the situation. If your girlfriend dumps you for a lack of promotion, then she lacks character. Also, seek outside candidates and mark them all up. So, that was my point, too. Like, if you're with a chick that's going to break up with you because you didn't promote her, she's not with you for the right reasons, mm-hmm. You know, and you need to get rid of her. Sean said, never get your honey where you get your money.
Oh, that's good. I've heard that. Obviously, I've heard similar
in
ones to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good.
John said, promote who deserves it most. Karma will always reward it.
Okay.
Kristen said, he should go with the better one who would do the best in the job and not worry about what his boss thinks. Get the right person for the job. I mean, you would think that would be common sense, but when your boss has the power to fire you, you're going to be worried about what they think.
You know? You also know, I think all of us have been in that position where you've had a boss before in your life where they haven't done anything and they really don't know what goes on at work.
Yeah.
At all. Like, they're just kind of just out there.
Right.
And they don't really know what's going on anyway. So it's almost kind of hard to even communicate with them.
Yes.
And get them up to par what has happened for the last 4 years.
Right.
So you're like, hey, by the way, hello, and you're waving your hand, mm-hmm. and they still don't get it. It doesn't.
Right. That does happen. Yes.
Really does. I think, right. Here's my solution for this.
Oh,
okay?
Good. Okay.
You hire the boss's daughter. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. You might lose a girlfriend, but you're going to keep a job, and you might get a different girlfriend.
Or the boss's daughter may even become your girlfriend, and then you actually are part of the family.
That was my point, Sarah. Yeah. Thank you for... Welcome to the show.
You're listening to Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.